Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you've heard about the 2010 census, but have you heard about the Harbor Seal Census, taking place every weekend at this time of year right here in New York City? From time to time, there are marine mammal sightings across the city. Remember the gray spotted seal, which came ashore in Upper Manhattan and Inwood last year, or the dolphin in Newtown Creek, poor dolphin, the year before that. But the seals setting up their part-time residence on a pair of islands near Staten Island have been so consistent that Paul Seaswerda, a former curator at the New York and New England Aquariums, is trying to count them now and track their population. Paul Seaswerda joins me now. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you very much for your interest.
So in order to count the seals, you take visitors on a boat trip with Princess Cruises from the Rockaways to the islands near Staten Island to see the seals. Now, we have a link on our website, so people can check that out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tell us about your seal count and tell us about these trips. What do you do?
Okay. This is an outgrowth of some work that I was doing while I was at the New York Aquarium. I started out around 2006 using the Kingsborough College boat. They would take us out once a year. This is a model somewhat like the Christmas bird count that is done by the Audubon Society, where they ask citizen scientists to go out and help them get a big picture of what's going on, in that case, in their own backyard. And in this case, it's in my own backyard because I live on Staten Island. And so what we do is we go out and simply identify the seals, how many that are there, and also what species might be seen. And it's really pretty dramatic to have the background of Manhattan in the background and see what I call real wildlife.
And it must be a great trip to take for New Yorkers. We'll let people find out how to sign up before you go. But is this a seasonal thing? Are seals migratory, so they're only here at certain times of year?
Yes, they come here about November, and they leave in, I'm going to say May, because that's the last time we saw them last year, was the first week in May. Now, because of the warm temperatures this year, I have a feeling that they may leave earlier. But this is the kind of information that I can document and will be helpful in being able to answer those questions more accurately.
So, listeners, we have a few minutes for questions for Paul Seaswerda, a former curator at the New York Aquarium, who's studying the return of harbor seals to our area, 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. We know there are kayakers who might be listening right now, or others of you who spend a lot of time on the water. If you fish, tell us what you're catching. Are there signs that you're seeing that the water quality is improving in and around New York Harbor? Are you seeing more exotic wildlife of any kind? Any seal sightings of your own? Any new birds? Staten Islanders, have you seen these harbor seals? 212-433-WNYC. If anybody wants to get in on this, on our last few minutes of our show today, 212-433-9692. What drove the seals away in the first place, and when did anybody notice that they were starting to return?
Well, the seals that are in our area are called harbor seals, and obviously they were in and around harbors during colonial times, but they were hunted almost, in this area, almost completely to extinction. There is a population that is doing well up north, and rather than migrate the way birds do, going from one point to another, I like to say that the seal population is expanding, and it expands down to our waters here in New York during the winter, and then contracts back to the colder waters up north for the summertime.
Linda on the Lower East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, I was thinking of taking up surfing. If more marine mammals start showing up around here, does that mean that more sharks will come back to eat them?
Good question.
Absolutely good question.
I don't think I want that answer.
It's a balance of nature. with the seals are definitely a prey for the sharks, primarily the great white shark. In fact, I have a picture, one of the best pictures I have, that was shared with me by one of our guests on board, as I say, a citizen scientist, who took this great picture of a seal that has a shark bite right across its stomach. And I'm sure that this will heal up into being an identifying mark so that I can look at this seal, hopefully, if I see it again, and identify the same seal being in whatever new place or same place that I see it again. So as an individual marking, it's really great. Now, I call this seal lucky because it was really a close call for the seal to get away from this animal. And unfortunately, it is a fact of life that seals will be an attraction to sharks and something to be concerned about.
Conan in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes. My question was, what changed in the water quality, and how and when to bring back the harbor seals? So when were their last sightings, and how has it changed now?
Yeah, it's a great question, because you mentioned the hunting that had taken place, but this is also a story of pollution come and now to some degree cleaned up?
Absolutely. The food pyramid, I'm going to say, starts with the water quality, and the water quality is definitely more improved over the years. Now, I don't know that there's one particular event that helped to improve that, but certainly the water quality in and around New York Harbor is much improved. I've been on Staten Island for 22 years or so, and it's visibly obvious to me, along with the fact that more and more fishes are coming in, and this provides the prey for the seals. Now, I would say that one major factor in the population explosion or expansion of the seals is that the Marine Mammal Protection Act went into effect in 1972, and that has prevented mm-hmm. any kind of hunting or harassment of seals and marine mammals in general, and hopefully that will bring all the populations back.
Hopefully. I want to run through three callers real quick with their seal sightings, and you'll see why when we're done. Su Yang in Brooklyn. Hi, where did you see a seal?
Brian, we were hiking in, I think it's called Consett State Park in Long Island, on the Sound. Mm-hmm. And we saw a big, enormous seal on a rock a few hundred feet away from the beach.
In the Long Island Sound. Andrew in Croton-on-Hudson, you're on WNYC. Where did you see a seal?
Yes, hello, Brian. I'm calling from Croton-on-Hudson, and I've seen a number of seals in the past few years in and around and off Croton Point Park. And in that reference, I'd like to say that Pete Seeger and the Clearwater folks over these many years now, I have to say, are the reason why our river is cleaner, almost swimmable, and that we have a return of indigenous animals like the seals.
Certainly one huge reason, and I'm going to leave that there to go to Pam in Port Monmouth near Sandy Hook in New Jersey. Hi.
I was very active with the American Littoral Society, and we used to have a winter waterfowl hike every winter. Now it's called the Winter Waterfowl and Seal Hike.
Huh.
And off of Sandy Hook, there are many, many seals every year coming, and there's a regular group of people that do field trips now to look at the seals.
Pam, so thank you very much. Forgive me. I'm going to leave it there. So how about that? Paul, Long Island Sound, Sandy Hook, and up the Hudson.
They're coming back in force. There's no question about it. I also would say that recently, just within the last 2 weeks, three humpback whales were spotted right under the Verrazano's bridge. And last summer, aboard the American Princess, we saw humpback whales actively feeding right off of Sandy Hook.
So this seems like very good news that the waters around New York have improved so much that we're seeing whales and dolphins and seals return. But is this a safe harbor for them? There's so much boat traffic, and when it rains heavily, our outdated sewer system releases untreated waste into the river. Just 2 months ago, a 65-foot fin whale washed ashore in Ocean City, some people will remember, after apparently being struck by a freighter or some kind of large vessel. It had been seen in New York Harbor a week before. Do you think this is a good environment for marine mammals?
Well, fortunately, the animals that we're talking about, the humpback whales, the seals, and the dolphins, are pretty mobile and can get away from boats. It's the large, slow-moving animals like the right whale and maybe a debilitated fin whale that might be boat struck, but for the most part, they know what they're doing if they're healthy and can come in and out of the harbor. Now, I would say that should caution people not to approach them because there are very heavy fines associated with that.
And I have to jump in because we're almost out of time, and I want to make sure that people know that our guest, Paul Seaswerda, who retired as curator of the New York Aquarium, now gives tours, seal tours, for the seal counting census on Princess Cruise Lines for those of you who want to go with them and count the seals. There's a link on our website, and the boat leaves from the Rockaways on Saturdays and Sundays at noon through April 15th. And do you want to give a web address? People can go to ours, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show because we put a link, but you can give your own web address too.
Thank you very much. It's AmericanPrincessCruises.com.
And thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. I love talking about our environment in the New York area. And here's some good news that we were able to present. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.